There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN Spring Specials here. For only $59, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. The next few months are going to be filled with the best betting content in the business right here at VSiN.com, and subscribers will have access to all of it. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bet email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the betting tools, and the live video stream whenever you want it. The cost is only $59 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now, vsin.com/spring.
Okay, so coming up in 15 minutes, wow, how the odds have shifted on how many quarterbacks will go in the first round.
Ooh,
okay.
Juicy.
We'll tell you about that.
Good
we'll also get into some exact order of players selected odds, which is very good. Hey, buddy, the floor is yours. Mock draft 2.0.
Yep, this is it.
You're freaking out over your first one.
A little bit.
Things change, right?
Sure.
As news comes in, like 24, 48 hours after, yeah. you got to modify a little bit.
Nobody knows anything. Everyone's doing a great job keeping secrets this year, and all these reporters who cover the league are useless.
Yes, they are.
They won't give you anything. All right, no surprise here. Walker goes number one tonight. The pick's in. Lock it up.
He's minus 450 now.
Yep. A guy I trust says done deal. Thibodeau, number two. They thought he was the better player and the number one guy in December. They like him more than Hutchinson. They went through all the scenarios. I'm sure they thought, what if Jacksonville passes on Hutchinson? Whoop-de-damn-do. And I'll tell you what. You don't just take a guy because he's in the state. That's stupid to me. Oh, he went to Michigan. Who cares? Who's the better player?
I heard a lot of people make that case over the last week and a half, and I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
I'm not. That's a narrative that you're creating that doesn't hit home for 1 second with me.
Oh, we'll sell tickets. You're an NFL team. It doesn't make any sense. Thibodeau's the better player, according to the Lions. And so the Lions are taking Thibodeau. Big movement and late steam on Thibodeau to go number two late last night.
Well, clearly, based on bets that we have, you're going to be disappointed if the pick there is Hutch.
Yes.
Yeah. I will be disappointed.
I'm on board. There's too much smoke here. There's too much steam. He was even money last night at Caesars. after being 100-1, Stingley to the Texans. It's going to happen.
You think this is going to happen?
Yes, it is.
I heard at least two different people say, according to the intel they're getting, Texans are absolutely in love with the guy that's going to be the pick.
I heard it was either Stingley or Sauce. They love them both.
Yeah, they love both cornerbacks.
Yep.
But they prefer, as of now, they prefer Stingley.
Yep.
They were blown away by the pro day. And when you go back and look at what he did his freshman year. And by the way, there's also this. I talked to Jimmy Yacht yesterday, our buddy who does radio down in Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, yeah. He told me, Mitch, when Stingley was a freshman playing one-on-one against Chase and Jefferson, they would talk to Burrow about Stingley, like after practice, and he goes, I don't know how he's doing it, but he holds his own every single day. Against Chase and Jefferson.
Man, strong. Now, I don't know what, I'm going to go Hutchinson at 4, but I know the Jets are also in love with Johnson. But I'll put Johnson later in the first round. But I think Hutchinson is the pick at 4. And who knows? Maybe they pass on him too. But it's all over the board on the Jets. I mean, you got so many guys who cover the team. They love Aquanu. They love Sauce. Now they don't like Sauce. It'd be the pick if he's there at 4. They love Johnson. I mean, it's all over the place.
Yep, I've heard Johnson, Aquanu, Gardner. But if Hutchinson is there, does he like supersede everything?
I would think so. I think it'd be Hutchinson. I got the Giants taking Sauce at 5. I also have the Giants taking Cross at 7.
Okay.
Carolina's going, this gets blown up if there's a trade. I got Aquanu falling to 6 to Carolina. Your thoughts?
So that means his position prop of 3.5 is going to go pretty much way over. Same with Neal. I don't see Neal top 7.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Then I think the run of wide receivers starts. Atlanta going wide receiver, I think it's going to be Wilson. Now, that was as high as 220, then came down to even money. And then a late push last night, I saw, is up back to $1.50. First wide receiver selected. I have Johnson going to Seattle at 9. The Jets take London at 10. We'll see if they keep the pick. They might trade it. And I know Dallas wants to take a lineman. They might move up. Who knows? But I can't handicap that way.
So, lineman... Or if that doesn't work out, they could also maybe trade up for a wide receiver. They love both positions. And no more Amari Cooper either.
Yep.
But would they trade up to get a wide receiver?
I don't know. I don't.
After taking Lamb that high a couple years ago?
Yeah.
It's Jerry Jones, so who the hell knows?
All right. Well, Hamilton to Washington at 11. McDuffie to the Vikings at 12. I have Neal going 13 to the Texans.
That low, huh?
That's where they'll go offensive line. And... Well, someone always falls big time, and I think it might be Neal.
Right.
And whether the guy's lying or not, the about the medicals, well, the team that's lying because they want him to fall to him, who knows?
But also, that's out there. The Texans came out, I believe it was last night, and said there's like a 50% chance they keep the 13th pick.
Yes. Oh, good point.
Yeah.
The GM said that.
Yeah.
Sure. I have Davis going 4. I think this is my best bet.
Under 14.5? Or?
Yeah, it was 15. I have 15.5, 14.5. But in terms of fit and where, to me, the Ravens are taking Davis. The pick's already
in. I think that makes sense.
And I have Olave going to the Eagles at 15. There's mock 2.0.
Okay, I like this mock a lot more than
you do.
Mock 1.0.
Okay.
But now I will ask you the same question. How many do you think you get right in the top 10? Not top 15, top 10. How many do you think you get right?
Oh, God.
If I put that number, I put the number at 4.5 the other day. I'll bump it up. I'll go 5. Do you think you get more than 5.5 right?
No. 5.
5?
Oh, no, hold on.
Again.
I think, I'll rank it in order. I think I'm going to get 10 right, London to the Jets. I think I'm going to get Cross to the Giants right. I think I'm going to get Wilson right, and then the first 3. So that'd be
6.
Yes.
Okay.
Assuming no trades, I think I could get 6. I don't know, maybe, who knows? That could be Williams at 10, too.
Could be.
That's another scenario.
For sure.
But apparently... Guys I trust say the Jets love London. And I think Wilson will be off the board.
Okay. I actually think the top 3, based on what everybody is saying and the current odds, and maybe even the top 4, you might have spot on right now. And we'll talk about the odds for the exact. You can bet on this, right? The exact or the forecast, as they call it.
That is so good.
You can bet on first 2, first 3, or first 4. I think first 4 looks pretty rock solid right now.
I agree. Imagine what that would have paid even a week
ago. Oh, my God. A week ago. Probably off the board.
Uh-huh. I do know this. I will destroy Kuiper. I know that.
Also, the Daniel Jeremiah mock last night, he adjusted for none of the news, basically.
Yeah, I don't...
I like DJ a lot.
I don't... These guys are like... You're being lied to repeatedly. To look at a mock and you still see Pickett going high. It's like, follow the money.
Right.
Look at what all the betting movement and what's going on in the marketplace.
Sure.
That's what you have to look at.
Stingley going 12th?
That'd be a perfect example. Every time there's an election. Look at the betting markets in play, what it looks. That'll tell you what's
exactly
going on.
Exactly right. By the way, now, no more betting here in Las Vegas. Nevada Gaming made every sports book take them off the board last night at 5 o'clock. But there was a book out here that offered exact number of trades in the first round, which I thought was very creative. And they went all the way from 1 through 10, 11 or more, and then exactly zero trades, which was the longest shot on the board at 40-1. Wouldn't that be something? Smooth sailing tonight, no trades, takes 2.5 hours, bam, draft's over with.
Yeah, right.
And that pays 40-1.
Yeah.
The favorite on the board was exactly 5 trades at 2-1.
Five?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then got a tweet from Jacob who found, will there be a trade in the top 10? The yes was +110.
Interesting.
I think I would take a shot there on the plus money, even though teams are...
That, I think that'll happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
+110 felt like a pretty good number to grab last night.
Okay.
I don't know how many trades we're going to get, though. I mean, overall.
Yeah, it's changed, though, in the past week, which is good. I mean, there was no juice and no hype about getting any traction about teams moving up. Because apparently nobody wanted to, but now at least you got teams that are willing to do so, and maybe Carolina wants to move back.
Yeah. Again, so I would bet +110 we're going to get one of the top 10, but I think beyond the top 10 is where we get most of the trades tonight. It's going to happen,
yes,
who knows, in that 12 to 25 range probably. And then if a team wants a quarterback in the back end and they don't have a late first-round pick, they're like, we want to move up for, you know, Ritter or Corral. Maybe Howell. I saw him going second in one person's mock draft last night.
Second quarterback.
Second quarterback. Yeah.
He's like in the 42, 43 and a
half.
Yes,
he is.
For his, wow.
The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Okay, so we will get into the exact order of player selection odds tonight, and this is great. Again, who's going to go 1-2? How about 1-2-3 or even the first four? And a significant move on the juice for how many quarterbacks will go in the first round tonight. We will share those details and numbers with you coming up next year and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
First Bet wants you to get ready for horse racing's Triple Crown with a great offer for new customers. Sign up now with promo code VEGAS22 and bet at least $25 on the Derby, and you'll receive $25 in free bets for both the Preakness and Belmont Stakes. You must sign up with First Bet by May 7th. Use the code VEGAS22 to qualify. Register today with code VEGAS22, VSiN.com/horses.
Welcome in. Follow the Money. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard. Loaded show today. Johnny Avello in 30 minutes from DraftKings. They're going to offer live betting on the draft coming up tonight. He'll provide details on that, which states you can bet on the draft tonight. And Mike Palm, Michael Lombardi later on in the show. Okay, so here's some of the big news again with the betting on the draft. The number of quarterbacks to go in the first round. Right now at DraftKings, how this number has moved. My goodness. It's 2.5 now, and it's juiced at 115 each way. 115. Under 2.5 earlier this week was in the, what, plus 250 range? Juiced to the gills to go over 2.5?
Yeah.
And I'm looking globally right now, 3.5 under is minus $3.
Yeah.
Are we getting 4?
Don't see it.
But do we get 3?
I think one guy's got to get in there, whether it's Ritter or Corral. Someone's got to go late first round, I would think.
Okay, so then you're saying that Willis and Pickett are shoe-ins.
Yeah.
I don't know if Pickett gets in.
Oh, that'd be something. What a fall from grace. Whew. That would be big time. After a month straight, if he's going top 10 or 6 to Carolina,
yeah, right.
He could fall. I think he'll go in the mid-20s.
Yeah, maybe he does. Maybe he does. But
Willis go ahead before Pickett? How confident are you?
I think, yes.
Where are we at? $2 now? I saw $2 on
Yeah, there. Yeah. He's been hovering around like $1.60, $1.80 for a week's time.
I think the Steelers take Willis.
So then the question is, okay, so if you're right and somebody takes Pickett somewhere in the 20s, and I have bets on Ritter, I did not bet Corral. I have 0 bets on Howell, but I do have Ritter first quarterback. I think that ship has sailed. Grabbed him at 28-1. But I also have him under 31.5 at plus money to go. So basically, or does somebody get him at 32 and I get screwed there? I don't have him first round pick. I got him 30 under 31.
It only takes one. You know, one team can fall in love with him. Or fall with it, whether it's Ritter or Corral, and just say, okay, we'll trade up. Or if he sits there late in the 20s.
Wow, that's,
or early 30s.
That's like a $2 move in the last 24 hours, I think, on this.
Good God. Yeah, that's not good.
I mean, again, according to some of the mocks that I've seen, Willis generally is the first quarterback off the board. But I've seen Willis tied to Corral with no Pickett, and then Willis into Howell, number 2, and no Pickett in the first round.
I will fall off the couch if Howell goes first round. I mean, no one's had that. Off the couch if that happens.
And his draft spot is somewhere in the 40s again.
Yep. Are we sure Sauce is going top 5? I mean, I thought 5.5 under was stealing.
I have numerous bets on him. Under draft position. 7.5.
I mean, if you go Walker, I mean, there's definitely a path there where Giants take him at 7 and not 5. But, you know, that's squeaky bum time now under 5.5 with Sauce.
Right.
There's a path where he falls to 7. Damn.
Yeah. Well, there's also a path where Thibodeau can fall.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And the steam on Johnson, the DN from Florida State, he's like 3-1 or 4-1 to go 4th to the Jets.
Big movement on him yesterday.
But if he doesn't go four overall, where's his landing spot? Are we sure it's top 10? I have bets on him under 10.5.
I think Seattle takes him at 9.
Oh, you do?
Worst case, yes.
Because we know that Seattle, well, we've been told, McShay had this, Seattle is in love with Davis from Georgia. So if they go D-line, they're going to have their choice there. One would think of either Johnson, in that scenario, Johnson or Davis.
He got unfrozen caveman lawyer there, Carroll, so who knows what they'll do. The other thing, they were just betting Stingley the last few days, every which way but loose. The draft position under to be the first corner selected. Remember, Sauce was $7.
Yeah.
And then that came, the Stingley, the favorite, are close to it. And then he's even money now to go third. I mean, it's just nuts.
So
they're betting it all three ways. So it's like it's like the pick's already been turned in with people betting the Stingley props.
Yeah, I have Stingley 100-1 to go third. I have him under 11.5, and I have him to be the first cornerback taken ahead of Gardner. So if he goes third tonight,
would you get on the last one?
First cornerback. I never bet him when Gardner was $7. I bet him before that, and I'm like, oh, I'm on the wrong side of this one. Okay. I got like plus 250 to plus 275, something like that.
That'll move the chain.
On him? Yeah, that'd be a good one to
sure,
win.
Sure, absolutely.
I don't expect to cash every single one of these tickets. In fact, it's going to be impossible, I would think. But, like Jameson Williams, I have him 6-1 to be the first wide receiver. Do I expect to cash that tonight? Probably not. Like, if Wilson's taken first, I'm going to be like, okay, well, that was a fun ride while it lasted, but I'm not counting my money on Williams being the first receiver taken. So you can bet the exact order on this, St. Paul. At DraftKings right now, the shortest shot on the board is Walker 1, Hutchinson 2, Stingley 3 at plus 190. I would not bet that.
No.
You can go Walker 1, Hutch 2, Aquano 3 is plus 380. You can go all the way down to 10-1 and find... No, that's Hutchinson. Where's the other one with Stingley? Wait a second here. They changed it on me. Walker's got to go 1 overall. Oh, you know what they did? That's the field bet now. That's part of the exact... that's any other exact order. Okay. It's plus 225. So you can also bet, the first two and the first four to go off the board. Okay. And, how about this? Do you want to get involved in the top three exact order of the quarterbacks? Like Willis 1, Pickett 2, Ridder 3? That's plus 280.
I think that's how it'll go.
You could go Willis 1, Ridder 2, Pickett 3 at plus 480. You can also bet like the first, the receivers, the exact order they're going to land.
Oh, that one's tough. What do you think? Boy, that's tough.
Well, I'm starting to get into...
I don't think Wilson, London, Williams is that. I'd be surprised if Williams goes first or second. I think you could flip that.
So Wilson, London, Williams is plus 250.
Do you think Atlanta's going wide receiver?
I'm not convinced of it.
Really?
No, I'm not.
Who would they go with then?
Defensive line. God. I can see them going D-line, yeah.
Sometimes what the owner says, the owner wins. When they get in that room.
Yeah.
And they stand on the table, and if the owner says, I want this guy, sometimes they win. It's not going to happen in Jacksonville, and apparently it's not going to work in Atlanta either, that the owner's not going to get his way or just say, I want this guy, so take him. But it's how much power does a GM have and everyone getting together on the same page too. But we've seen it many times. Well, the owner wants this guy. Okay, what am I here for?
All right, a little more investigating here. Walker 1, Thibodeau 2, Gardner 3 is 16-1. But Walker, Thibodeau, Stingley in that order is 5-1 right now. And I saw last night they had your first four in your mock, which goes Walker, Thibodeau, Stingley, Hutchinson. That was between 25 and 31-1 last night. And I think that can play out, Paulie.
Yep. I don't know what the Jets are going to do. I have no idea. Hutchinson, Johnson, Sauce. Could it be Thibodeau if he's there? The reports that they love Aquano. I mean, I can't take it anymore.
By the way, that's...
The guys who cover the team. Wow, this guy says it's this guy. They love this guy. Oh, Douglas loves him.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? People who cover the team have been saying, making the case, Becton, they want to punt on Becton already.
Right. Now, that appears that's going to happen. He could be dealt. They could pick... then they would take that pick and do something with the second round and then come back in the first and take a wide receiver.
Uh-huh.
They could do that too.
Right.
So that's in play.
Well, because, I mean, and when you hear it out logically, it kind of hits home a little bit, right? Like, they just took Becton in the first round a couple years ago.
Could trade him to the Cowboys.
The report was he's north of 400 pounds right now. So you have a second-year quarterback, Zach Wilson. You don't want to get him killed. This kind of ties into, you know, Joe Burrow last year. Do you go Chase or do you go Sewell? They went Chase. It absolutely worked out. Now they address the offensive line this year in the offseason. But with Wilson there, like, how you need to kind of have that guy standing up on both feet the entire year. And so that's why they made the case for Aquanu, and maybe that makes sense.
Got to get him some weapons, though, too. I mean, they couldn't catch a cold last year. I mean, the Moore kid had a ton of drops.
They'll do that for sure.
Well, we could see a trade, too.
Could see that, yeah.
I talked to a guy who's he's a fan, but a Jets fan. He thinks they're going to get Samuel. He says it's going to happen. Now, it could be wishful thinking.
I think it might be.
But that's, and he's just nonstop listening to the Jets coverage. But
I think Lynch is going to go down swinging with this one, the way it sounds.
Well, you gave up so much for Lance. And then he can't.
Yeah.
It was a rough start for him.
That part is very true. The biggest shocker for you tonight early on would be what? If Thibodeau falls? But that's possible if he doesn't go two overall.
No. A quarterback top 12, top 10.
Yeah.
A quarterback, yeah, I'll say quarterback that would, early. By early, I'll go top 12.
That's totally fair. I would be very surprised.
And also, if a quarterback goes top 10 and it's not a trade, top 12, and it's not someone moving up.
Yeah, okay.
If someone just stays put and just takes a quarterback that early, I'll be blown away.
You know, but of all these players that we have bets on, and you've seen steam, for example, if Stingley doesn't go number 3 overall at this point, where is he going to go?
9. 7 or 9.
You think he goes that high still?
Yes.
Because his
draft. That's why I love 11.5, 10.5, and 9.5 under.
Under?
Even if Houston doesn't take him, I think he goes 7 or 9. Yeah.
People are still mocking him to the Vikings at 12.
Ah, come on.
Like, that's, no. Okay.
They're mocking Pickett to 6 still.
I can't get on board with that. No. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. The email here is ftm@vsin.com, FTM for follow the money at vsin.com. What a night tonight is. Not only the draft, but we have 3 very important games in the NBA. We'll touch on all of it coming up here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. VSEN Spring Specials here. Only $59. You get everything VSEN has to offer from now to the end of July. The next few months are going to be filled with great betting content. And we'll have it right here at VSEN.com. And subscribers, you'll have access to all of it. Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets. Von Tobel on the NBA playoffs. McNeil on the Stanley Cup playoffs. If you want the full VSEN experience, the daily best bet emails, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the live video stream so you can see the dog videos. Whenever you want it, the cost is $59 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now, vsin.com/spring.
Okay, so this is going to be great.
Hey!
We are honored to be joined in studio now by the great Michael Lombardi. He spent a long time, obviously, in NFL front offices. He also hosts the Lombardi Line weekdays at noon Eastern right here on VSIN and also on the weekends at 10 a.m. Eastern. And also the podcast is called The GM Shuffle. It's Michael Lombardi. Hello, sir.
It's good to be here, guys. Good to see you again.
Hello, sir.
It's always good to be here on the morning show. How are we doing?
Doing well. Doing well. You have a long day ahead of you because you're also going to be on the draft coverage tonight.
But it'll be a fun day. You know, this is a little move so slow, though. You know, they're going to take all 12 minutes.
Of course.
Thank God they cut it down to 12 minutes. I mean, my Lord, you know, that there was a time where it was 15 minutes, you know. And so that seemed like it took those extra 3 took eternity. But you know, at this point, you would hope that Jacksonville will turn the card. I mean, last year, it took 8 minutes for them to turn the card in.
Ridiculous.
But I think the TV, I think they won all that. They won all the fanfare. And, of course, we got to run the commercials because they're paying for it. So
I asked you earlier. It's been quiet. I mean, you're not hearing.
Really,
isn't this something?
It really, well, I think this is a draft where everybody has differences. Like, if anybody says today that they're shocked by a guy getting picked somewhere, they're crazy. Because this is a draft where no one can reach a consensus on. We can't reach a consensus on who's the first pick overall, right? I mean, that this is rare. Like, normally in a draft, you know, you get Troy Aikman, Tony Mandridge, Barry Sanders, Deion Sanders. You know, you get a Derek Thomas. Boom, they come off the board. You know exactly. I mean, they come right off the board. This is a draft where everybody's evaluations are going to be different. It's really a second-round draft that you have to look at the horizontal board, which is can't get cut out up into the positions, and you've got to take it from there.
Okay, based on the betting number right now, Trevon Walker is minus 450 to go number one.
Yeah.
Are you pretty locked into that at this
point, though? It's either been him, Ekwonu, the kid from North Carolina, Neal, and Hutchinson's been in the conversation, but no one Balky. You know, Balky picked Alden Smith, his first pick in San Francisco with Jim Harbaugh. You know, he picked Armstead. He picked Buckner. Tall, lean, linear players. Now, this kid's got 9.5 sacks in only in 29. His production, the analytical community doesn't see the production that maybe he's had on tape. But I do think that'll be the pick because I think that's what Balky has wanted. And no one can really argue that he's not as good as anybody the player. This is what this draft is about. Hutchinson, if you watch Hutchinson play against Georgia, you're worried. Right.
Yes.
So if you go to Georgia and watch Walker rush against the same player that Hutchinson rushed against in practice, right? So you're going to put that tape on. You could see Walker against the guy that Hutchinson couldn't beat, and then you can make your mind up.
Okay, interesting. Now what happens at two?
Well, I mean, everybody thinks that they say it's – I think that let's dismiss one notion. Just because Hutchinson grew up 20 miles from Detroit doesn't mean they should pick him.
Bingo.
Right?
Bingo.
I mean, like, pick the best player.
There you go.
Like, nobody's buying a ticket because Hutchinson's coming to the Lions. Like, this is 1950 thinking.
Right.
Where we're trying to generate interest to the game, you know? That's ridiculous. So anybody says, well, they get a hometown hero. No. Look. There's so many stories about non-hometown heroes, it's ridiculous. But the reality here is if they like Thibodeau, they take Thibodeau. And then that would leave Hutchinson for whether, you know, where Hutchinson going to go? Does he go to Houston?
Yeah.
You know, and then it's all a crapshoot. It's really hard to say. They have Stingley going. Some people have Stingley going to Houston, which doesn't make sense to me because Nick would trade down if he could, but I don't think he's going to be able to in this draft. And then the corner position with Lovey is not a valued position. It's a second-round position. They get guys like Charles Tillman in the second round where they get good zone corners that can tackle and play man-to-man.
You know what's funny about that is that we had John McClain on the show who's covered
the great John McClain. Right? There's no one better.
He's amazing, and he's covered the NFL.
The AFL.
Right. It's been like 45 years now.
Yeah.
He came on this week. Now, this was not what he was hearing. This was more based on like his opinion. But he was throwing around words like and phrases like, no way they take Stingley. And like no chance, like it's going to be somebody else. But that's based on his opinion, I think. Like you can't take that guy third overall.
Well, you can't because here's the thing. Nick has Judgment Day coming, Cesario, the general manager of the Texans. And why does he have Judgment Day coming? Because when he made that trade for Watson, although that he got panned for making a great trade, but it's an incomplete grade because now those picks become players, right? Those picks become players. And those players now are going to be formulated in the draft. For example, Eric Dickerson went to Indianapolis for a boatload of picks, right? They got Bill Hawkins, Cleveland Gary, Darrell Henley. None of these guys came out and said, oh my, that it ended up being five players for really not a great player. Not a great, you know, they gave up five players that turned out to not be great for Eric Dickerson. This is what Nick has to work against. So I think he's got to hit, you know, I think he's got to take the two iron out and hit it right down the middle of the fairway and get good big players, get good guys that can fit in the offensive defensive line. Because when you're as bad as they are, you need every position, but start inside out.
He said he's 50-50 on keeping 13. Do you believe him? He might trade that.
Yo, I think he definitely will trade it.
Okay.
I think if he can get – but here's the problem. If you know something's worth 50 cents and you can get 50 cents at 19, why are you paying 75 cents to go to 13? You're paying more to get a player that you could get at 50. Now he might be a different position, but it's gonna require somebody to really fall in love. And I don't want to hear this crap today about, oh, this guy slipped. We never thought he would be there. Like, there's nobody in this draft room that could actually think that a guy's not going to be there. Like, nobody has an order. There's no mock that's perfect. So you have to just look at your board and make a decision.
Okay.
See, it's a weird draft.
I totally agree. The one thing that would surprise both of us, Paulie and me, would be is if like Pickett goes top
10?
10.
Oh, that would shock me.
That would be the one major
surprise
tonight.
Let's put this in perspective. Lamar Jackson goes 32nd. They make him sit in that green room. He wins a Heisman. He dominates at the ACC, Louisville, right? He does all those things he has to do. And he's 32nd overall. Are any of these quarterbacks in this draft even remotely close to Lamar Jackson? No. I mean, think about Deshaun Watson went 12. Think about this now. I mean, we're talking about five of these guys who you can't say in a year from now or 2 years from now that they could even be starters. And Malik Willis is the Fran Fraschello line. He's a year away from being a year away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that pretty much nails it. First offensive lineman off the board is going to be who?
You know, it could be Ekwonu. I think it you know, the Jets at four, I think he's in play
there. Really?
I think he's strongly in play there, you know, and so it could be Houston too. Look, Houston needs everything. I think Charles Cross and Ekwonu are ahead of Neal. I think on a lot of people's board, those two guys are ahead. Now people think Ekwonu can go play guard. So you've got so he's got positional flexibility. He could play left tackle and every position but center. And so I think he's got some real value.
See, the Jets are the hardest team to figure out to me. Yeah,
it's all over the place. So people will cover them what they're going to do. And then,
but they need offensive linemen. They need defensive linemen. I mean, if you go back to what they do, Salai went to a Super Bowl with the 49ers because he had a dominant defensive line. If they get a chance to take a dominant rusher, I know that Lawson was out last year, but the strength of their team's the defensive line. They should pick another defensive line. I mean, that's what they did in San Francisco. That's how they got good in San Francisco. They kept picking defensive linemen in the top five, top 10. So I think that would be in play.
What about 10? Is it wide receiver? Do they try to trade?
You know, they just drafted. I mean, they've got, you know, they got Corey Davis on. They tried to get a legitimate receiver that they could pay for. I mean, if Garrett Wilson were there, I think they probably would look at that. I mean, but they could take anything they want. They could take an offensive lineman. They could take a defense. They could take a lineman. I mean, they take anybody. I mean, they could take Jordan Davis, anybody. They could take any of those guys.
You love him.
Look, how many people on planet Earth are 6 feet six, 345 pounds that run 4.85? Think
like
about that, man.
Him?
Like, seriously, how many people to do that? And then don't tell me, like, Chester McLaughlin was a great player, right, at Clemson when he wanted to be a great player. And Chester walked off the field at the Citrus Bowl, one of those bowl games in Orlando when he was playing for Clemson. He just walked off the field and said, I'm done with this. And he walked off. And he still went in the first round. And this kid doesn't have any of those. He plays hard. He's got great quickness. He's got power. He can push the pocket back, which are all the elements you need to be a good effective defense. Like, people saying he's only going to be a rundown player. Are you watching football? Like, push the pocket back. It's the only way you affect the quarterback.
Yeah. And also, like, people brought up the Ravens at 14, Haloti Ngata would make some sense to, like, kind of, like, replace him. Like, they had him for so many years, and he was so good. I think of Vita Vea for the Buccaneers.
But think about Vita Vea as one of the best pass rushers they have. Now, he doesn't get sacks, but he's so dominant inside that you're worried about him. And when he's not in their lineup, it's a problem. Look, Sue went the first pick overall in the draft. Like, and this kid's better than Sue. Like, to me, what happens in the draft oftentimes is guys get labeled. Unfairly, they get labeled. And then that label makes them, you know, makes them have to slide down the draft. That's why Joe Montana's a third-round pick.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. That's why he's a third-round pick.
I think Seattle might be in play for Davis at number 9.
I think they could be in play for him. I mean, I think the reason we aren't hearing his name is because a lot of teams are in play for him. That always worries me is when you don't hear a guy that's a good player, you don't hear his name going. You hear all these other things. Because I'm not the only one who sees what I see on the tape.
Okay. Up next, we'll continue with Michael Lombardi. We have to run the juice on what happened to the quarterbacks taken in the first round by him. He's also a 76ers fan. So it's the definition of squeaky bum time right now. And also his thoughts on Ben Simmons moving forward. All coming up here in Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Sports Betting Network.
Bet Rivers, your home for golf betting, and they're offering a special profit boost on this weekend's Mexico Open. This Sunday, Bet Rivers is giving all members who log in a free 20% profit boost for any golf bet for the final round. Make a bet today on the golfer you think has a shot to win and come back to Bet Rivers on Sunday to score your golf profit boost. Go to the Bet Rivers app or visit BetRivers.com to make your golf bets.
All right, we close up shop with one more segment with the great Michael Lombardi. By the way, catch his show every day, Monday through Friday at 9 Pacific, noon Eastern. Call the Lombardi line right here on VSiN. Plus, he's going to be on our special draft coverage tonight, which begins at 7 Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific.
Yeah, me and Femi and I are going to be doing here, and I think Gil Alexander will be down at the South
Point. At South Point, so mm-hmm. A combination of the two.
Yes, sir.
Okay, very cool. The juice on the quarterback prop at DraftKings, it's now 2.5. That's the number.
Right.
But it's now -115 each way. The over was juiced to the moon as recently as yesterday.
Well, because I think common sense has prevailed. You know, there's a narrative that always creates the market. And I think that there's been this narrative that five could go. There's not five guys. To go in the first round, you have to have a description next to your name that equals the value. And if you're a first-round pick, you've got to be able to say, in 1 year, this player will be a starter on our team. He'll be able to lead us into a playoff game, and he'll be able to play for the next 5-6 years. Are any of these guys, can you fit that description to him? You can't.
Can't do it.
So you're in this whole rhetoric, well, we got to take a chance on a guy. Why would you take a chance on something you know isn't very good? Like, this isn't a case where, like, people say, well, you know, they Montana, third round, Brady, yeah, okay, I'm all for that. Brady's a sixth rounder. Montana's a third rounder, you know, but perhaps, you know, that the value was great. This, you're talking about a first round pick here. I don't see it. I mean, I think there's only been one draft in this century that there's been one quarterback pick. That was 13 with EJ Manuel. Every other draft, there's been two or more. And look at it. Look at the draft that Lamar came out. Yeah, Josh Rosen was the can't miss player, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Darnold. God. Yeah, Josh Rosen. Yeah. All those guys are better in college than any of these players are.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how you could do that. It's like going back to the corner position. Unless you could – Deion Sanders went fifth. Rob Woodson went ninth. Unless you could tell me this guy's a complete shutdown corner, that like Ekwonu, the Lions, he doesn't shut anybody down. He's a second pick overall in the draft. Like, you can't take that guy unless he is Unless he's Deion Sanders.
What do you think the Giants do?
I think the Giants play it deadly safe. I think they take nobody. I think they'll take offensive and a defensive lineman. They could take Gardner. So this way they could get rid of Bradbury.
Okay.
They can dump Bradbury. I think they'll take – I think in the fifth pick they could take Charles Cross. In the seventh pick they could take Gardner. Or they could take Gardner. Because they have to take Cross before the Panthers. Because they got to know the Panthers are going to take an offensive lineman if one's there. So they've got to be able to play a little bit of pool. They got to set up the first shot to get the second shot.
Okay.
So, you know, if they take Gardner at five and leave the best offensive tackle available, the Panthers will eat him up. So, if they took the best offensive tackle, the Panthers aren't going to take Gardner, right? They're not going to take him. They took the kid Horn, J.C. Horn from South Carolina.
Very good.
They redid Dante Jackson's contract. They're not taking a corner at six. Now, they could be open to a trade, but I doubt that would happen. So, you know, I think that's what they do. Take the offensive lineman and then take the corner.
How about Atlanta at eight?
It's a wild card. I mean, they could take anything. They need to how can Atlanta watch Jordan Davis on tape? Okay, so we're making all these comparisons to Haloti Ngata, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the guy that coached Haloti Ngata is now the Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator, right? So Dean Pease, he's watched this guy. He has nobody on his team that looks like this guy.
They cannot rush the quarterback.
Yeah.
They can't rush the quarterback, nor they have Grady Jarrett's their best defensive line. They have no presence inside. Like, they can't stop a power run game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, and he's seen Ngata. Like, that's why I think I'm suspicious about it. That's why I think the kid's going to – because there's nobody like that in the draft. And, you know, you keep slipping. You put receiver in and all that. That's great. Like, they have Atlanta taking – didn't they take a receiver last year? I mean, they took Pitts. He's a tight end. He never plays tight end. He doesn't block anybody.
That's what I've been saying, too. They're going to go back-to-back top eight picks of the wide receiver?
With no talent in either offensive – now, they've got a bunch of first- and second-round picks in their offensive line, but none of them play good. I mean, just ask Matt Ryan. Call him up and see how that works.
When you were doing this, a GM in the front office, how often would the owner win the tug of war? I mean, how many owners can stand on the table today and say, I want this guy, we got to take him, and they will do it?
Well, I think what the owners do is ask good questions. I mean, like Steve Bisciotti wanted, you know, like he kept saying, why don't we just take Lamar Jackson and get a fifth-round pick, and they moved up to do it. I think that's always a good thing. But I think ultimately now that the way the Watson contract has shifted the dynamics of the league a little bit because of these people are going to want these full guarantees. So, look, the owners are going to be involved, and the owners are going to want to answer a problem. But everybody says, for example, David Tepper at the Carolina Panthers. David Tepper, he might not be able to buy Twitter, but he's got a lot of money. And he didn't get that money. He didn't get that money from not being smart and not understanding value, right? Tepper knows value better than anybody in the world. He's made a lot of money on value. And if you tell him we're going to pick a quarterback at six we're not sure of, that's not how he's built his business. He's never taken risk at that level. So, to me, that's where they bring a unique intangible into the draft room is explain to me why you want to do this. Explain what this is going on. And when you explain it, if you can't really do it, like, for example, I'm writing up the top 100 players in the NFL at the end of my book. And I have an order. And as I write them, I think my order is going to change. Because when the verbiage you use to describe the player – one player I wrote up the other day is like, I think I have him too high. You have to move him around. When you discuss what you're doing to somebody, you end up either proving it right or proving it wrong.
Okay. Makes a lot of sense.
Yep. How about some trades today? Your buddy Baker.
I don't see how they – well, first of all –
how about some wide receivers?
Oh, that's going to be a hard thing to do because, remember, wide receivers, you're not taking on – you're not taking Debo until you get a new contract. You're not taking on – A.J. Brown, until you get you got to get contracts with these guys before you make the trade. They want two number ones for Debo. Who's paying two number ones for it?
That's way too high.
Right. The price. Well, they wanted two twos for Jimmy. They couldn't get it.
Yep.
I mean, Baker, they wanted a two for Baker when this whole thing started. They haven't gotten that. I got a feeling it'll sit. Now, maybe at the end of the draft, maybe tomorrow or the next day something. I don't know who's – Baker's contract's guaranteed. It's $18 million. The Browns are going to have to pay
of it. Okay. I have breaking news. I think the Sixers could lose.
That's really breaking news. Yeah.
How you doing?
I've been predicting this. I said this on my show on Monday. I said if they lose Monday night, it's over. You don't understand Philadelphia. The pressure is so great. At Doc's press conference, you could feel the pressure.
Oh, my God.
What a bizarre press conference. Oh.
Trying to justify how he's lost 3-1 series. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, Doc, let your work speak for itself. You don't have to defend yourself. You know, he thinks he's getting railroaded into this. I think what's happened is Van Fleet getting hurt has helped Toronto. It's put them a bigger guy on Maxey. They've kind of slowed it down. And look, they're just not good enough. My question to you, Beck, is what are they going to do with Harden? How are they going to pay Harden? Who's paying Harden $200 million for the next quarter?
I will bet a dinner at Barry's that he gets $200
million. There's,
from the Philadelphia 76ers.
If he gets $200 million, I mean, first of all, there could be a documentary on the stupidity of the 76ers, starting with, first of all, two of the best coaches in the conferences were assistants in Philly, Monty Williams and the guy up at Boston. I can never say
Udoka.
His name. Udoka.
Yeah.
They were assistants, yeah. Right? They were on the staff. Let them go. If you start and you go back to the Zaire Smith trade, where they traded Miles Bridges for Zaire Smith.
Oh, yes.
You go back and you go to the Fultz. You go to all those moves they made. You have to wonder how Josh Harris can sit there and watch his organization mess something up as bad as he's done.
Well, at least they don't have Simmons anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at that. Look at that. I mean, here's a guy never worked on his jump. Well, you know, Thibault's just as bad as Simmons. Thibault's never practiced a jump shot in his life. He can't, you know, people say Thibault's a great player when on defense, but he doesn't shoot. He can't shoot. He can't even make a free throw.
Who would you rather have, Simmons, Kyrie, or Harden moving forward?
Oh, mama.
Cap space.
Punt on all three of them?
D, cap space.
That's another one. Kyrie's going to get 250.
I mean, I can't imagine that.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot.
Oh, sure. Durant will say give it to him. He'll get five for 250.
Somebody's got to say no. I mean, look, this. I think the league's at a crossroads. I don't see how you can play, have two different leagues. How you can play from, how you can go from, the regular season to the postseason. There's my man Drake up
what
there.
What is this? Where'd you take this shot?
All right. So that is at Super Bowl in Indianapolis between the Giants and the Patriots. The woman on the right is Bill Belichick's best friend from college, a guy named Vinny. He's a financial investor. That's his daughter. Known her since she was a baby. And then Drake just showed up. Literally, we're up at the top stairs of the steakhouse, and we're all at this long, long table. And Stephen Belichick and Brian Belichick are sitting across from me. Bill's to my right. And I see Brian Belichick say to Stephen, "That's Drake." And Millie's to my left. And like, I have no idea who it is, right? and so I get up, and then she gets up, and then we go over, and he loves Belichick. He wants to meet Belichick.
Yeah, sure.
He wants to meet Belichick. So he showed up there, and then we introduced him.
The rest is history.
And the rest, there's the picture.
Yeah. Amazing. What a photo.
Yeah.
Great to see you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Tonight. Appreciate you.
Yep. You're the best.
His show, Lombardi Line, comes up in 2 hours right here on VSiN, and then the draft coverage, 7 Eastern. He's on it again tonight, 4 Pacific. Good luck with your bets tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See you.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.